This chapter is almost over, and in front of it, new beginnings. Good day, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Podcast. You know, today I'm going to start off the podcast with a bit of information that some need to know and some could care less. But on April 2nd, 2023, I'm going to be terminating by way of retirement my career with the United States Postal Service. I think I've done all that the membership is going to allow me to do, and I've got, including military deployments, over 40 years of postal service. But right up until I leave, I'm going to podcast to you with current information. And once I leave, the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast is going to transition into the Kenny Hodge Podcast, and I'm going to 80% cover postal issues, but I'm going to expand the topics that we discuss on the show. Now, today, I want to say to employees, all postal employees, if you look around the post office, one thing you won't see a lot of, and that's the business we're in, mail. Mail volume has dropped dramatically or drastically, and it has hit a low for such a long period that coming back to the level of excess mail in buildings, you're probably not going to see that anymore. Now, why do I make a point to let employees know or state the obvious? Because now is the time. Now is better, is a better time than any for you to take your time and do your job correctly. Take the time and learn your job. Because you got to understand, the dramatic cuts in mail volume, how long do you think it's going to take the post office before they start to attempt to reduce the complement? And part of that reason, they're going to arrive at the decision, particularly in Columbus, Ohio. Management is going to arrive at the decision to reduce complement based on employees not fulfilling fully their own duty assignment. Yes, employees in Columbus, Ohio, and it's funny that I address it because it really shows a commitment above reproach, because in lack of or in lieu of efficient coordination, postal employees in Columbus, Ohio, take it upon themselves to understand what needs to be done, and they do it. On one hand, it is to be commended. On the other hand, I'm going to let that be for a minute. I'm going to let that marinate before I deliver a retort to that. Understand your job. Know your job. Understand that it is not your job to do everybody's job. If you're working on a piece of equipment that requires a complement of 20 people, just because the staff is short and postal management puts 10 people in a position where there should be 20, you do not have to feel obligated to replace the employees that are missing. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Now, again, I'm not telling anybody to do less than their best. And if your best will allow you to replace 5 people, understand this. Your best better be good enough for that to continue into the future. Because, see, postal management, they've got this weird way of thinking that employees get motivated by what they say. There are certain situations where an employee, for their own convenience, will work a little harder so that they may be able to leave early for themselves. That in no way interprets that postal management can get that employee to do that on a regular basis. Postal management do not understand that concept. If I am putting in extra for me, you can't get me to do that for you. You understand? The priorities are different. That doesn't mean you can't get me to do extra, but you're not going to get me to do extra for you in the same manner that I'm going to do extra for me. And if that sounds selfish, then so be it. Postal employees with mail volume dropping, take the time, understand your job, do your job 100% as per your job description. Give it a try. Now, and I'm going to say 80% of you have probably never done that. And do not confuse that with not getting the job done. Okay? I never said that. I'm saying doing your job as per your job description. Because we always feel, and it's not a knock, but it sounds like it, we always feel we know more than postal management. Now, while this may be true, knowing and then having the authority or autonomy to put in place, not always the same. I'm going to bring this podcast to a close, and I'm going to say to all postal employees, and I guarantee you cannot prove me wrong. If you follow the instructions of your postal supervisor, you will make more money. Let that marinate. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the podcast. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.